Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's start today's show off with some bad news.
I
see you reaching for
that button.
There we go. First one of the day.
First bloop of the day.
Let's get this thing going.
All right. Well, some bad news. A fake lover scammed an elderly man out of his life savings on a huge lion statue. An 80-year-old widower from Oregon lost his life savings to a swindler who's posed as a woman in love with him and convinced him to spend a whopping $200,000 to ship a massive lion sculpture from China.
Isn't that kind of ironic that she was lying about a lion?
Oh, I get it. Yeah, that's ironic.
It's a big lion.
It's a redemption for that blooper. That was good.
That's right.
I like it.
Why did she want that?
Well,
that's so random.
She didn't. She just wanted the money. So the long-distance romance scheme began when the unnamed scammer stole a Florida woman's identity and befriended the elderly guy through an online dating service. The con artist convinced the man to invest in a Florida art gallery seeking to raise $5 million to ship a marble lion from Wuhan. Isn't Wuhan where...
Yeah.
The coronavirus?
Coronavirus.
Yeah, let's import things from there. The individual promised that he would see the investment returned as well as reap profits from the statue sale.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, everything's checking out
How
here.
How do you get a return on a statue?
Good question. The fraudster was particularly meticulous about the scheme, sending forged bank statements as well as documents outlining the contract with the museum. Over the 5 months, the lovesick senior made a series of payments to various accounts totaling $200,000 his entire life savings.
Oh, no.
That is unreal.
Do we think this is the same scammer from Florida who's telling everyone they can create these, like, science cities with, like, the self-healing
concrete?
This is someone from overseas. This is someone from China.
My guess
is this
isn't
about Florida. There was a con person in Florida.
No, they pretended to be a person from Florida.
No, this is just a...
You never listen to me when I talk to you.
I heard Florida. I heard con person.
This is just a... And my guess is that wasn't even a woman.
Going to China.
No, almost certainly not.
Yeah.
So victims often wire funds overseas to a third-party transfer agent, making it difficult to track the money and identify the con artist. So looks like this guy is never going to get any of his money back. So good luck.
Don't ever give anybody you don't know money. And probably don't give people you know money either.
Just kind of sad.
Yeah.
A salon manager gave her boss a kidney.
Oh, wow. What'd you look at me like that for? Did you expect me to give you a kidney?
No, I don't.
Oh, you just...
Are you offering one?
No, you paused and probably, you paused and looked up and you were like, offering a kidney.
I was just seeing if you were listening.
I am.
You probably use a liver. Can I have a liver?
Mine are bad.
So Alicia Williams has been the manager of the salon in D.C. for about 8 years. Back in 2018, she found out the owner of the salon needed a new kidney.
Wow.
So she got tested. Turns out, bink, a match. His name is Chet Bennett. Surgery went great last April. They decided that they were, going to continue working at the salon together, but he was staying at her place while he recovered. So she's really looking after this guy. Turns out that one day he just looked at her and said, you know what? The salon is yours. Gave her the salon. He actually has a couple of others in the area. So, he does pretty well with his business. Just gave her the salon as a way of saying, thank you for giving me your kidney.
Wow.
Yeah. It's nice, huh?
Wow.
Would you give me a kidney, Mahoney?
No.
Why not? What?
Nah, man.
You don't even know the circumstances yet. I hadn't even finished asking the question. You just... If we were a perfect match, we're...
You have two, man.
You have two?
Yeah, you have an extra one.
Yeah, he's got two also.
Well, but what if both mine were shot and I just needed one?
Then that sucks for you.
You did. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So some not so great news about household debt. It has surged in 2019, by $601 billion, the amount of household debt in the United States is now $14 trillion.
Oh.
Wow.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
That's not even...
Biggest increase since the year leading up to the financial crash 12 years ago. So spending rose across a range of areas, but fears have been raised over the amount of young people struggling to keep up with their credit card repayments. Record high of $14.15 trillion marks the highest level of household debt since 2008.
I had to go brunch, Dave. I was not going to miss brunching with my gals.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the money, but I needed the mimosa.
Student loans increased by $51 billion to $1.51 trillion with 9.21% past due by 90 days or more.
That's what I was saying. So that original number, that first number... That's not including student loans. So those are two separate.
Right.
Like the credit cards and then the student loans. That's insane.
Yeah.
Oh,
and again,
so much money.
About 10% are past due of 90 days or more on the student loans.
Which that starts to hit your credit, too, at that point.
Yep. Auto loan debt reached $57 billion. The number of people trying to declare bankruptcy rose to 202,000 from 195 back in 2018. So, yeah, not great.
It blows me away, though. And this is, you know, I don't know if this has anything to do with economy. I think this just has everything to do with society more so, is that people, like, if you can't afford a new car, or if you want a new car and you're swapping out your car every 2 or 3 years, but you're still having like massive credit card payments and things of that nature, and it's like you're always trying to get a new car to show off, it's like that I don't understand the people who take out like the 10-year auto loans
on
a $75,000 car when you make $23,000 a year.
Well, or student loans. You're going to university that costs you $15,000 a year, and you're going to come out making like $35,000 maximum.
But the difference between that is, at least with a college degree, you are working towards something you can put
that. A lot of us don't have jobs when we first get out of college.
Well, you should have had a job in college to get you a job out of college.
Well, that's the thing, though, is that a four-year degree is almost meaningless at this point.
That's untrue, Dave.
It is not
untrue. That is completely untrue, man.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Go get into the real world. Most jobs require a four-year degree if you're looking to work in an office.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What office job requires a four-year degree?
Any public service or any public like...
I get your wife's a teacher. That's not the example
using. You're so anti-education, man.
God. No, like, the champion of education over here, the community college dropout. Okay, I got it. All right,
I regret
that. No, I'm
not
anti-education. I'm
saying
Can I finish what I'm saying?
You're like, what do you need a four-year degree? Just go out there, pull yourself up by the bootstraps, and work hard. It's going to work. No, education means something.
So I can't finish what I was going to say.
No, you
just want to yell some more?
You didn't let me finish.
You weren't even saying anything.
Yes,
you were just screaming that I was anti-education.
No,
you're telling me my stance on things.
No, you could go ahead.
Jesus, you're insufferable.
Me.
All right, shut up. So here's the thing, is that four-year degrees don't guarantee you anything, to Audrey's point.
No, they
absolutely
don't.
Do not. So the idea that you're going to go get your four-year degree and you're going to go $90,000 in debt is a fallacy. That means you're going to have a better job when you get out. That's garbage.
That is not garbage.
You need to learn a skill of some sort. A lot of four-year degrees,
IT.
Like psychology
trade
degrees.
Schools. A lot of people need to be
like
going to
like psychology degrees,
schools right now.
Waste of time.
Okay.
Four-year degree in psychology.
So you want the people who are teaching your kids to not have an education. That
again,
seems like
you're
great.
Going back to
you
the can't... only thing that you know, which is your wife.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Or look,
no,
at,
of
look
course,
at anything
a,
in the
of course,
IT world.
A teacher needs to have a four-year degree.
Okay.
Yes, IT, engineering, being a doctor,
public
being
relations.
A lawyer.
There's all
public
sorts of relations.
PR.
Really? Try to get into PR if you don't have a degree.
Sure.
That's networking, I feel like.
Of course it is. It has nothing to do with a four-year degree. Yes.
Look around our city and ask most of the public relations people.
You're just talking out of your ass. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Really? Because all the ones I know also went
to school. Oh, really? You asked them about their education?
Yes, I did.
Got it. Okay, sure you did. You're such a liar.
No, I'm not
anti-education. I'm saying the system is broken.
The system is broken.
The idea that you're going to go get a four-year degree.
And then come out with a job that's going to make you catch up to your student loans is not
garbage.
It helps get you qualified.
So, but then by the time, you're saying, there's people who are 90 days out from actually being able to pay.
But you can go to a community college, and then you can go to a state school and not come out $90,000 degree, $90,000 in debt.
But the numbers are even saying that there's 90 days past due because people can't even catch up to the student loans, to their credit card loans, to their car payments.
So why do you have a new car? Why are you living above your means? There's so many.
You're pretty good at yelling down a mountain that you didn't climb.
Really?
Yes.
How? Just explain that to me.
Well, you didn't get a degree. And yet somehow
I went to a community college for 3 years, and I also went to a trade school.
And you didn't get a degree.
No,
and
I did.
You're sitting
here
screaming about the importance of a degree.
I did graduate from my trade school that I went to because I got into the field that I wanted to go into. And yes,
and guess what? The field that you wanted to go into is broadcasting.
And that
requires no degree whatsoever.
Really? It used to.
No degree whatsoever.
It used to.
No, it didn't. When? Not in our lifetimes.
Really?
Really?
Because it was really hard.
I don't have a degree in broadcasting.
It was really hard to get into radio. 25 years ago when we were first getting in.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It takes hard
really?
Work.
How
really?
How many jobs? Like, I don't know about you, but when I was applying for radio jobs early on, they're like, oh, you don't have a degree.
Well no, that's because you're bad, though.
Oh, is that what it is?
Here now, though, they do say, they're like, yeah, you need a four-year degree and then 6 years of experience. It's like, wait, hold up.
Yeah.
When was I supposed to get 6 years of experience for $30,000 to start?
Because you need to be doing what you are working for. Just because you shouldn't go to college if you don't know what you're going to do. But going to get an education when you have an idea of what you want to do and you can get into that field, that puts you so far ahead. But like, if you just like, I'm going to go to college. I don't really know what I'm going to do. It's a 4-year party.
That's what a lot of kids do.
Then you're dumb. That's on you. That's nobody else's problem.
That's the pressure of society and our parents. That's the pressure of society.
Then that's your problem for not talking back to your parents and saying,
the whole point, though, is that people are getting pressured and pushed into doing things that are out of their means. The point.
No, they are choosing. This is what we want. I want to go away. I want to be independent. So I'm going to be away for 4 years. I'm going to have the ability to live like an adult, except for not have adult responsibilities.
And living out of their means.
And now, when you're 27 years old, guess what? The bell has rung, and it's time for you to pay.
Saul said, Mom, Dad, all your yelling is scaring me.
Somebody else.
Yeah. Mahoney needs to get off Reddit. He's turning into a neckbeard.
No.
Another one here is
you don't even know what a neckbeard is.
I'm a pretty high manager without a degree.
Cool.
What's a neckbeard?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Audrey, you seem like the kind of person who would go out in public and, like, you would actually get mad when you don't get recognized.
Ew.
Like, sorry, but not sorry for saying that. You know what? Maybe Mahoney, too.
Message deleted.
That is a pretty rough insult, man.
Like, that is
like the idea that Audrey is, or even Mahoney, is that vain is ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. I'm kind of embarrassed. I don't know how to respond.
I'm deeply vain. Very vain. But
for sure.
But that is the exact opposite of what I ever want to happen, because I don't want to be recognized anywhere. Like, even as I've stopped, like, outside of radio, because, again, thank God nobody could see our ugly asses.
Right.
But I have stopped going places because I've been recognized as a regular of that place. And I'm like, I don't want to have this regular familiarity going on in this restaurant.
See, I like being a regular at a restaurant. That's different.
Yeah, see, it doesn't bother me one way or the other, but the idea that somebody would get mad if they don't get recognized is ridiculous. We used to work with a guy when I was doing the afternoon show that would carry a Sharpie with him just in case anyone came up to him and asked him for an autograph at any time. So we've worked with the... with both sides of the spectrum, and I will say that none of us are in that category of ever, like, hoping to get recognized. And at the same time, at least for me, if somebody comes up and recognizes me, it's always a very welcome surprise, because I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Thanks so much for hanging out with us in the morning.
Absolutely.
But I also judge you for having really bad taste. In the same time.
If they listen to the show?
Yeah, what are you doing?
You can't argue that.
Always apologize. After the tone.
You guys are hiding something from me. I can tell. Call it a man's intuition. But I know for a fact you guys are keeping something from me. You better tell me now, or I swear I'll leave and I will...
Message deleted.
What am I hiding? What am I hiding?
My disdain for you? I mean, what are we hiding?
We had a meal last night at 10 o'clock.
I mean, if we're being honest, I'm hiding all kinds of stuff from you. All of us have weird secrets and strange stuff that we do, right?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of stuff you don't know. And I think that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, if everyone really was an open book, or if we had the ability to read minds, it would be awful.
The only
thing that makes this life fun is that there is a sense of mystery.
Mystery, yeah. Yes.
I don't know. I mean, it might be interesting to see what jacked up things people are thinking.
No way.
And then, like...
you need a costume. I'm just kidding. I won't even.
Don't.
Thank you.
Nope.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I just saw a video of someone putting their bare foot up on a plane seat in a viral video, and they were picking at their blisters.
Ugh.
And I don't know. How is that even possible? Like, this is how coronavirus spreads.
Message deleted.
Have you guys seen that video that's been floating around with the guy that's punching the seat?
Mm-hmm.
So there's this woman on this plane that is... That's reclined.
Yep.
And the guy behind her is in the bulkhead seat.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's first class, right?
Right.
But he's in the last row, and so those seats sometimes don't fully recline if that little wall is right behind it. It's either that or the very last row of the plane, but it looks like first class. But she reclines her seat, and he just starts punching it.
Like, barely punching it enough to where it's almost like...
It's like shaking her.
It looks like turbulence.
Yeah,
right.
But he... Mm-hmm. And so she starts recording and like kind of shows his face. And this guy is just like constantly. And so now there's this huge debate going on online whether or not it's acceptable. Like, who's in the right for this?
Well, no.
I'm like, what are you talking
about? If it reclines, then it's not her fault. She's she's wanting to relax.
You can recline your seat.
I do not recline my seat. I don't.
I will.
I don't. I choose not
to. I'll go as far back as fast as I can. Wow!
Like a lazy boy.
Hope they have a laptop back there. Just crunch it.
But the act of reclining in and of itself is not, I don't find it to be aggressive to the point where you need to be punching somebody's seat afterwards. Like, so I don't even see how that's a debate. Audrey's 1,000% right. If they weren't meant to lean back, don't lean them back. I choose not to because I've got long legs and I know how it feels when somebody leans back into them. But if somebody's like going buck ass wild in front of you and like slamming back and stuff like that, that could
then punching.
So I was actually joking about the whole. So I actually intentionally slowly go back every time because I don't know if you guys have ever had it. Like if you have your laptop open
or even a drink
and you're working, like it'll like crunch your laptop, and so like you want to kind of sort of like ease back into it in case somebody's got something else going on back there. But the idea that you know some guy's gonna start punching this lady's seat. Oh,
how passive aggressive? I mean, it's not it's aggressive aggressive because he's actually being aggressive, but it's passive because he's not saying anything.
Yeah, he's a bitch. The real problem. Let's just talk about airline travel in general. Mm-hmm. Just getting treated like cattle.
Yeah.
Like, how about you give us 2 extra inches so it doesn't really matter if somebody leans back?
I really
think that would solve all of our problems.
All of the 2 extra inches, Dave. That have. Oh boy.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I cannot overstate the importance of just 2 extra inches.
So much space.
It just changes everything.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Mahoney, I don't care if you disagree with me. Jeff Bezos, my least favorite billionaire in the billionaire wars. Elon Musk, still my favorite.
Man, that's a... that's between a rock and a douche place.
So Jeff Bezos has sold nearly $4.1 billion worth of stock in the past 11 days. $4.1 billion. It's pretty insane. And what is he doing with that money? Well, he's doing some good things. I mean, this is pretty cool. So last November, he has this fund called the Day One Fund. It launched in September 2018 to provide education in low-income communities and combat homelessness. And the fund awarded $98.5 million in grants to 32 groups. So, I mean, that's significant.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about, you know, $4.1 billion.
Yeah, he just bought a $165 million mansion, the old Geffen Estate down in Hollywood.
$165 million, which is a record. And he also bought the nearby land for another $90 million.
Yeah.
So,
does that
$255 million price tag on that.
Is that not concerning? That he pulled out that much money? Is Wall Street freaking out right now?
This is it's not as sexy.
Is a crash inevitable?
It's not as sexy as it would seem because this is when you have that much stock in a company that you own, it sets like an arbitrary amount when the stock hits a certain point.
It was all planned, basically.
It all sells up. So
prearranged transactions. But he's also pulling $1 billion out a year to go to Blue Origin, which is his space exploration company.
Yeah. How about you fix that warehouse you have down in Texas so it's not one of the most dangerous places in America to work.
No, we got to get to space. He's got to be the first billionaire to space.
we got Elon for that. And
Richard Branson.
Let's talk about like Richard
Branson. Richard Branson's pretty cool.
Out of all the like kind of douchey billionaires, the best.
Virgin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like Virgin Airlines, Virgin Trains.
Have you seen the new Virgin Cruise?
I have. Yeah. I'm
you
not
going to go on it?
No, I'm not. Because it's no kids.
Yeah.
Which I like the idea of that, but also I feel like it's just going to be like a booze cruise
pompous.
Times like 1,000.
Oh, I was thinking like pompous and like everybody walking around like nose up.
I don't want to be around other drunk people. I want to be the drunkest person.
You have to have like a kid running around to humble you. Like you know that there's like limitations on a boat.
Right.
That makes sense.
It keeps you in line.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is probably going to be an issue for Juul. Turns out that they were buying ads on websites like Cartoon Network, Nick Jr., and 17.
What do you have against that amazing yodeler, Dave?
Yeah, no, Juul has long said, no, we've never targeted underage kids.
Oh, my Cartoon Network is like Nick Jr.
Yeah, you have. And so they were buying a bunch of ads on those websites, and a lot of people are like, man, you guys are just the worst.
I mean, she wants to get her music to the masses,
it's
Dave.
It's not that, Juul. I'm talking about the vaping stuff, man.
You didn't say that. I mean, how am I supposed to know?
Wait, I think it'd be more surprising if the actual Jewel was buying ads on Cartoon Network and Nick Jr.'s websites.
It makes sense because she kind of sounds like Kermit the Frog. So
yeah, a little bit.
What do you? Intuition is a hit.
I'm not saying it's not a hit. She herself says she listened back for the first time ever and was like, "Whoa, I sound like Kermit." So
nearly one in three Americans run out of money before their next payday. I mean, who hasn't been here, though, right?
I mean, all of us have, certainly. Yeah.
A third of Americans run out of money before their next paycheck hits, according to a new survey fielded by Salary Finance of over 2,700 U.S. adults working at companies with over 500 employees. Contrary to popular belief, this is not just an issue at the lower end of the income spectrum. According to experts, about 31% of respondents earning over $100,000 a year also regularly experienced a budget shortfall before payday.
How many people do you know who, you know, it's keeping up with the Joneses? You know, even if you, like, because, like, when you're making $15 an hour, you're making $8 an hour, you're making $25,000 a year, you're like, man, when I make $100,000 a year, my financial problems.
I'm going to get a car. I'm going to get a house.
My financial problems will be gone because how could I not manage that kind of money?
You hear the same thing from especially former football players all the time. They're like, yeah, you know, you think that you're making, oh, this guy's making $5 million a year. They're like, no, my bills are just bigger.
Yeah.
I'm still broke. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's really scary.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It doesn't get better?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Oh, I got to buy more stuff.
Only worse than saggier.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Not saggier.
No?
Because that's part of the keeping up with the Joneses.
Speak for yourself.
Are you going to get a butt lift? Are you getting a butt lift?
Heck yeah. A little implants. I want to be able to set some glassware on top.
They don't do implants for butts anymore. It's more just injections.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, just fat injections.
I looked into this.
Don't ask.
I'll take it from the front butt and put it in the back butt.
Do they do like a discount if we like all go get one together?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, man, that morning show, they've got great ass.
I got plenty to love.
It's Cage.
I just acquired two king cobras.
Or Stage.
Not only does Nicolas Cage have a wonderful life, but he also makes some wonderful movies. And by wonderful, I mean questionable at times, much like his life. There's a lot of strange decisions that Nicolas Cage makes, and that's what makes him so wonderfully entertaining.
Well, Dave, they wouldn't be strange to you if you were an artiste at the caliber of Nicolas Coppola.
You're lacking in art.
You're right, and you threw out the Coppola there, which I thought was a nice touch there. Is it the nephew of Francis Ford Coppola? Is that right?
Yes, that is true.
All right, Nick joining us this morning. What's up, Nick? How you doing, man?
What's going on, Dave? How are you?
Excellent. So I've got some facts here about Nicolas Cage's life or about one of his movies. And it's either the plot line or a real life thing that happened to him. You just have to figure out which is which.
Let me ask you this, Nick. How do you feel sharing the first name with the greatest thespian of our time?
It's quite an honor. It is quite an honor. I don't throw it out that often, but it's an honor.
All right, so are you ready to play this game? If you get 3 out of 5, you're going to win today. And again, you're trying to figure out if this is something that happened in Nicolas Cage's real life or if it is a plot line from one of his ridiculous movies. Fact number one. Once, while fearing that he might be drafted to go to war in El Salvador, he took salvation in the idea that he studied the movie Rocky and began to rigorously work on bulking up. Is that Cage or Stage?
Because he was practicing a movie, I'm going to say that. Cage.
You know, you'd think so.
Really?
That's a movie?
That was a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, he was gearing up for a movie in a movie.
It was one of his pieces of work, I'll say that. This was actually from ABC's The Best of Times from 1981, which actually didn't go further than a pilot. Would you like to hear some audio from this gem?
Of course.
Sure.
Wait, remember Rocky? Boy, what a movie.
Yeah.
The best scene was when Stallone kept hitting that side of beef. Remember that? He kept hitting that side of beef, just smashing it with his fist. That was all raw. Hit, smash, hit, making it all bloody.
Nick?
Yo.
You ever see any Disney pictures?
How did that not get made?
I have no idea.
That would have changed the 80s.
How did Nicolas Cage make it?
I mean, seriously, I was just thinking that. How did he make some seriously like decent good movies?
He's a big movie star.
He's an Oscar winner.
How did he get through all of the amazing talent that's out there that it does
Practice
not make
Practice makes
it?
Perfect. Practice makes perfect.
All right. So, Nick, unfortunately, you did not get that one correct because that was one of his pieces of work. But here we go on to number two. He once read the Telltale Heart to a sold-out crowd and received a standing ovation.
Some Edgar Allan Poe action going on there.
Yep.
All Ed.
Is that cage or stage, Nick?
So again, he once read that aloud. Some Edgar Allan Poe, the Telltale Heart to a sold-out crowd and received a standing ovation. Cage or stage?
We'll say cage again.
Yeah, that is correct.
That is very true.
Yep, that is actually from the Caged Festival. Are you guys familiar?
Oh yeah, for sure.
There is a Nicolas Cage festival that happens every year where people get together and celebrate the life of Nicolas Cage.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So of course you got a standing up.
But anything was better than this agony. Anything was more tolerable than this derision. I could bear those hypocritical smiles no longer. I felt that I must scream or die, and now again, hark! Louder, 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 louder! Villains! I shrieked! Dissemble no more! I admit the deed! Tear up the planks! Here! Here! It is the beating of this hideous heart!
And the crowd goes wild.
Oh my gosh, he's really good at like screaming. I feel like he screams in every role.
All right, you're 1-1.
Yep,
one
here we go. On to the next one. While down on his luck, he did not have enough money to tip a waitress at a local diner. He told her that he'll be back tomorrow and asked her if she wanted double the tip, and then he would give her that or half of what he would win in the lottery the next day. He stuck to his promise and was back the next day. Is that cage or stage?
That is stage.
You are very confident and very correct.
Do you know the movie, Nick?
Do you happen to know the film?
It Could Happen to You or something like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
It Could Happen to You.
Jeff Lopez, right?
From 1994, yep.
Whoa.
Door number one, double the tip. Door number two, half of what I won in the lottery.
Whatever. I'll take door number two. Pay up.
You sure?
Positive.
I was hoping you'd say that.
I'll bet you were. Better luck next time, right?
Oh, actually, we were pretty lucky.
Oh, really? Did you win something?
We won something.
We won something? What did we win?
$4 million.
Such a good movie.
Oh, is that supposed to be romance?
It was
sparking there?
It was not Jennifer Lopez. That was Bridget Fonda. I'm thinking of another Jennifer Lopez waitress movie. So
$4 million.
$4 million.
We won something? What did we win?
$4 million.
Ugh.
I remember liking that movie.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
6.3% or 6.3 out of 10 on IMDb.
Okay. All right.
So, not bad.
All right. So, cage or stage, you've gotten two correct. If you get this next one correct, you'll win. If not, no worries. We'll go to a fifth one. He once earned $20 million for doing absolutely nothing. Is that cage or stage?
Oh, geez. I'm going to say cage.
Yes.
That actually happened. Yes.
What? How did he earn $20 million by doing nothing?
So he actually signed on for the Tim Burton movie Superman Lives.
Oh,
he signed that contract for $20 million. And they didn't even get past pre-production on the film. But he got that money.
Oh.
Wow.
Would you like to hear some audio of him trying on the suit for Superman Lives? Yeah. Also, Nicolas Cage is Superman. Like,
well, he wanted to be. Isn't the son named Kal-El?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's like.
The only thing is, like, what was wrong with the original costume was that he wore his underpants on the outside.
I know. We don't want it.
But maybe if they were darker blue, you know, maybe if they weren't glaring red.
He was complaining about the underwear.
Yeah, well, he's not Captain Underpants.
Nicolas Cage, you are so wonderful.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So good news for you, Mahoney. You're going to live longer than you expected.
I find that hard to believe, Dave.
Oh, wow.
Why would you
find
that?
It hard to believe that that's good news, or find it hard to believe that you're going to live longer than expected?
All the above.
Scientists find that people who play golf avoid an early grave due to stress relief.
I mean, not the exercise that's involved with it.
Maybe,
or the stress. Isn't golf like actually pretty stressful?
I mean, you can make it stressful if you're that way, but if you just don't give a damn, which, you know, I've accepted the fact I will never be a good golfer.
Yeah.
But I enjoy going out drinking and smoking cigars and spending time with friends.
So
you know?
How does that make you live longer?
Well, it's relieving stress, apparently, according to the study.
But you're counterbalancing.
But I'm also walking and moving.
True.
So
they say that it helps with things like heart disease and stroke for people that are over 65 years old. Out of almost 5,900 participants with an average age of 72, 384 golfers, two-thirds were women and the rest were men. The golfers reportedly playing once a month or more. They did not specify whether the golfers walked or rode in a golf cart, but beginning in 1989 and continuing through 99, the participants had extensive annual physicals and medical exams, as well as clinic visits every 6 months. And sure enough, yeah, golf's really good for you.
Wow.
I don't know if it's going to work, though. I mean, do you feel like the younger generation cares about golf at
yeah.
all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I mean, I know that. Well, I don't know. Well, I can't speak for the generation directly behind mine, but I know mine does.
I feel
the 20-somethings
do. Golf is something you get into when you've decided that other sports you can no longer hack it in.
Well, like, just like you're saying, when I decided
to give up that, like, I should not be playing hockey ever again because I want to keep my knees, you know, that's when I traded in all my stuff and got into golf.
Yeah, I mean, you could be in terrible shape and still
play golf, yeah.
Right? But it's also something where you can do with your friends. And like you said, you can drink while you're doing it. I mean, there's a lot of positives to golf. It just seems that
it's a very slow
game, which is a problem.
That would drive me nuts. Like, yeah. I feel like maybe like the smaller, what is it? Like, you can do like nine holes.
Nine holes? Like, yeah.
Is that small? Can you do smaller than that?
I mean, can you do not
like a,
really.
Can you do like a four?
No, there's really not. There's not many places where you can do that. But there was a guy a couple of years ago who, there was a pretty big news story that came out. It was a guy who was, I think he was like 55. He had just retired. And he was, you know, probably, you know, 250 pounds and under 6 foot tall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And started golfing every day. So he played two rounds a day and ended up losing like 75 pounds. And
wow,
his handicap dropped from like, you know, he was like, you know, like a 20 handicap and it dropped down to a 5.
Really?
Practice. Wow.
You know, in a year or so.
I mean, if you have that kind of time, though, like, that's the thing. It's like, who has an extra 4 hours a day?
Oh, God.
Even a week. Like,
on
for
a
me,
Sunday,
like,
maybe.
It's tough, man.
I mean, during the week, yeah, but like weekends, I don't.
That's
like,
what top golf is for.
Yeah.
Just go and have an hour.
Yeah. And see you later. So there is a mysterious radio signal that is repeating from space every 16 days. It is a mysterious radio signal from space, and over the years, these have been known to repeat, but for the first time, researchers have noticed a pattern in a series of bursts coming from a single source half a billion light years from Earth.
Man, this sounds like a bunch of BS. We're getting intergalactic reruns.
Reruns.
Come on, man. Those aren't best ofs. You guys doing?
Oh,
go to work.
Gosh. That's pretty creepy, though.
Wouldn't it be funny if like the only way that we can communicate with the rest of the universe is through radio signals, and they got this crappy show?
Oh, God, we're gods, like, somewhere. They think we're, you know, we are
instead of like the huge, we're huge in Japan, fans. Like we're huge in a half billion light years away.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
So Ian will go out and he'll head to a laundromat. There's this one particular bar laundromat, which he fancies, and he'll talk with individuals that are hanging out there. Sometimes they're drinking a beer. Sometimes they're doing their laundry. And he says, reveal to me your deepest, darkest secret that you've never told anyone before. Tell me your dirty laundry. And many times these people will just open right up like a book. Maybe not so much the case today.
Well, actually, Dave, this gentleman I have been trying to talk to for actually a couple of months now. He is quite shy in regards to his dirty laundry because it's something that's so ridiculous. Now, we were talking a couple of minutes ago about the broomstick challenge that's been going around, claiming that NASA said earlier this week, the gravitational pull of the Earth, if you put your broom up, it will stand straight up on its own. That has been debunked, obviously. People have come out and said, no, your brooms always do that. But it got me to thinking about this gentleman. This gentleman has a very strange theory about the Earth and its shape. Mm. Now, he is, I would say, in his early 40s, very much a dad-looking guy. He wears short cargo shorts, tube socks, some Reeboks from Payless, most likely.
Are they the white Reeboks?
Hell yeah, they are. Of course they are.
But let me guess, fairly dirty.
Yes.
Okay.
So he's working, man.
Is he a donut earther?
Yeah, well, no, not a donut earther.
That's a donut earther.
Yeah. So there's flat earthers, but now there are donut earthers.
He is one of the former. He's a flat earther,
yes,
right?
Yes, he is a flat earther. He also believes in the dome theory as well, too, where the government has put a dome over the flat earth to keep us inside and also controls the weather. Now, this particular gentleman is very, very, very stern in his opinions. And I've tried to argue with him in the past, but he will not deny the fact that the Earth is flat. Okay. And listen to his arguments here.
Can't wait.
Wow.
All new installment of Dirty Laundry.
The government's covering up everything.
Dirty Laundry.
Space, the flat Earth, space travel, other planets, all that stuff.
So you are indeed a flat earther.
I believe either the government's covering everything and there's super technology out there, or we've never been to the moon and the Earth's flat.
Break this down for me, because I'm sorry, but I've seen pictures, but you're telling me it's flat. Justify your notion.
Well, those pictures are from NASA, who controls the space or the lack of space. So we're not rotating. There's some people that are okay with the world being round. Some people are okay with the world being flat. Depends on your religion and what you want to do with your life. And if you can walk down the street and not go up, down on the curve, hey, keep going.
That was very poetic. Are there any love interests in your life right now?
Not right now.
But if there were to be, would you prefer that they be a flat earther along with you?
No, as long as they're happy with their life.
It's not flat.
Look there. It's flat.
Okay, so there's a potential for me to fall off of this, right?
No, you'll keep going until it gets to the end of what we can go past, which is the ice wall. And then beyond there is thousands and thousands of miles of ice. And we can't get past there as like regular people, but the government can get past there.
Okay, now one more question for you before we depart.
That's why the government doesn't allow people to just keep going to the Antarctic Circle, and that's why all the nations say that you can't occupy that space.
Okay, now one more question for you. I have some things that I have to bury out in my apartment complex. We have like a back area there. How far do I dig before I hit the other side?
It's all in a dome, so you can keep digging, you get to the bottom of the dome.
But I can't break through to that dome.
Well, the government tried many, many, many years ago by putting up nuclear missiles and trying to launch them and try to break the dome. They couldn't do it.
Man, I have so much money buried in that back area. Like, God.
Keep digging. But you're never going to dig deep enough, so good luck.
Do you and I, should we go take a walk right now to the end of the dome?
Oh, we couldn't. It'd take hours and hours, and then probably the government would stop us before we got there once we hit the ice walls.
Has the government ever talked to you?
Yes.
Damn it, I was about to end this conversation. In what capacity has the government talked to you?
I cannot speak on that.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
An ice wall like Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Yes. All we need is a dragon. Yep. We're set. Yeah,
I left out a detail there. He was wearing a Baby Yoda shirt. Baby Yoda was holding a Four Loko can.
Hell yeah.
What? Where did he get that? I need that merch.
Yeah, right?
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there's a pretty big deal as far as stuff here in Las Vegas. The CEO of MGM Resorts International is stepping down.
Wow.
Yeah, so after more than a... What's that?
Been here for a while.
Yeah, I mean, he's been with MGM Resorts since 1998.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's been CEO for the last 12 years, mm-hmm. since 2008. But he is stepping down, and on news that he was stepping down, the stock price went up. I don't know if that's an indication as to why the board was saying, hey... but they're saying that he's going to stay on until they find somebody new, and they're going to have a group of individuals that are going to work, like the board of directors, to find the new CEO.
Uh-huh.
Don't be surprised if you or I get the call, Mahoney.
I'm sure that we would do a fine job running a massive company like MGM. You know, obviously they've gone through a lot of changes over the last year or so, and you know they're trying to evolve with the ever-changing times.
Yeah, I mean, so Jim Murren was pretty heavily involved in bringing sports to Las Vegas. So the building of the T-Mobile Arena, yep. bringing the Vegas Golden Knights to town, the Las Vegas Aces, the Raiders to the city.
Huge.
Also led the MGM Resorts expansion in Asia with the opening of two new properties. So MGM released their fourth quarter earnings call, which showed considerable net revenues of $3.2 billion. Ooh. But what's going on right now is that here in Q1 of 2020, the coronavirus is really bad, as you would imagine,
yeah.
for any of these casino brands that have a ton of Asian customers and just people traveling in general. Mm-hmm. It's really bad. So I don't know if that has something to do with it, but either way, I have a bunch of friends that have worked over at MGM, and obviously they went through those big layoffs last year, which is pretty tough. But for the most part, people seem like they like the company. So hopefully they bring in somebody else. Awesome.
Well, you know, like I said, change. You know, like the thing about Las Vegas, the only thing that is constant is the change that happens here. I mean, we are the city is always constantly reinventing itself, and if you look across the board at you know some of the other major companies outside of the Sands, you know, with Sheldon, everybody else has kind of been switching around as well.
Yeah, I mean, Steve Wynn gets the boot.
Yep.
Jim Murren's now out.
Wow.
And Sheldon ain't ever going anywhere until he did.
Yep. And Caesars is, you know, Caesars is sold too. So, yeah, like,
everything's changing.
It is, it's interesting times that are ahead.
So, digging on the first people mover tunnel near the Las Vegas Convention Center is pretty much done. They say that the nearly mile long tunnel will be finished this week. As of Monday, they were approximately 4,200 feet into the 4,300 foot first tunnel. And so, yeah, they are just cranking away on this thing, digging for the $52.5 million underground people mover transit system started in November, and they're just about done with tunnel number one.
This is Elon Musk's thing, right?
Yeah, yep, boring company.
How long would it take to completely create like a subway transit system? Because that just goes from point A to point B, right? Like, that's just
like
a little like monorail, but under.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, how long would it take? Would they ever do something like that, you think?
No.
No subway system? Like a little circular loop-de-loop?
It's cost prohibitive just because there's so much caliche and the ground's hard. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's ever put a pool in or done anything underground knows that, like, it is a
rock.
Yeah, you're basically dealing with just concrete and, you know, the water table, too.
Caliche from Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Okay.
Caliche, mother of dragons.
Yes. I still hate her.
So, two Las Vegas Strip hotel casinos have been upgraded to 5 stars by Forbes, and it's Wynn and Encore. So, they were 4 stars before, and you're like, how are those only 4 stars? Like,
I've been to a 5-star Red Roof Inn. What are you talking about?
that wasn't a 5-star Red Roof Inn.
We'll leave the light on.
It's Motel 6.
Oh, damn.
It's Motel 6. I mean, how are those not already? I mean, the Wynn and Encore are both, you know, I would say between them or the Bellagio, probably the two nicest
hotels. They smell so good. Oh, they smell so
good. In the city, how are they not already 5 stars?
It's like every time you walk in, it's just this huge, like, smells like flowers.
Coconut.
Dash of cigarette smoke.
Just a dash. Just a dash.
Yeah.
But, I mean, really does kind of impress me whenever you go into some of those places that the air filtration system between Casino 1 and Casino 2 and how they smell totally different.
Oh, there's a big difference between what it smells like in the Bellagio and what it smells like in Circus Circus.
Yeah. Maybe it's like the carpet.
What do you got against Circus Circus, man? You too good?
I mean, literally everything. This place is awful.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I mean, just because you're going to get stabbed, they got reasonable room rates, man.
Yeah, but you're going to get stabbed. And it's like an 85% chance you're going to get stabbed.
There?
It's very average. I don't know what everyone's talking about. I went there one time. I was like, it's so good. You're like, it's fine. It's just fine.
Go to Golden Steer.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do any of you really like trippy music? You know, like I was listening to the new Tool album because I haven't had a chance to yet, and the whole time I'm thinking, I should be on drugs.
Message deleted.
No. For me, no.
Really?
I don't like trippy music.
I like jammy type of music, if that's trippy. Like,
no. Like, you're talking about like trippy? Bob Marley stuff?
I don't really
like trancy sort of.
I like Jefferson Airplane, or I'll go back to.
Yeah, kind of like jammy. That's what I'm thinking of in my head. Like
Cream and Disraeli Gears, like Cream. If I'm like really like stoned. Even Tool. Tool's great when you're stoned.
What is it called now? Is it lo-fi? Is that what it's called? Trippy? What's trippy? What's considered trippy? Trippy could be anything.
Ian, I bet you like trippy music, don't you?
Oh, I love psychedelic music very much so, actually. Mm. Today, you'll find mostly like electronic stuff, like the trance or like dubstep trip hop is really
good. STS-9?
Exactly. Yeah. I
do like STS-9.
But yeah, I really...
You remember STS-9?
No.
Really? Okay. No.
But I don't like the contemporary stuff. The old stuff, very cool.
The classic trippy music.
Yes, very pretentious.
It's a classic.
Nice psychedelic music.
It's a classic.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Are any of you guilty of actually falling for fake news? Like, I love going on Facebook and seeing people post just ridiculous articles that are clearly fake, completely under the impression that the story is indeed the rule. Like, no, the morgue employee didn't steal all the dude's members.
Message
no,
deleted.
What people do is they repost things without even reading the article. So they see a headline, they get triggered, and then repost because they were shocked and they want everyone else on their feed to be like, oh, this is an article and it based on facts. No, that's not how a lot. No, if you would
my
just
goal
read
in
the article.
2020 is to be less annoyed with stupid people because they are never, ever, ever going to go away.
That's really hard.
It is.
Yeah. Really hard because they're really stupid, Dave.
I know.
But like, don't you just love it when somebody takes something from like The Onion or The Hard Times and then they assume that's real and it's not satire?
Like Onion almost can't keep up, though. I mean, The Onion has always been the best at creating these ridiculous headlines, and I have legit seen people posting The Onion headlines, and I'll see them, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm sure that happened today. Of course it did. Of course it did.
Why wouldn't it?
Why wouldn't it?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we did in Fake News Fair, the fake news story was about the guy who was playing the Benny Hill music.
Yeah.
And almost got arrested for it. We had so many people message us that article, even though it clearly says satire right under the
they're
headline.
They're like, this obviously isn't fake. Here's the article. And you're like, the website says.
Look, it's fake.
That's what I'm saying. People just read the headlines. Just like open the article. Open it. Read it. It's like actual, like really important.
But even
like,
then, when you read like, stuff really too, important. Like how much of it do you believe?
Well, then check the source. If the source is.
You got to check multiple sources.
Now it has to be double checked and triple checked and everything else because everyone's out there spreading the fake news.
Gosh, I don't know.
I'll tell you this much.
I'll tell you. Send it to me. I'll help you out.
I read news every night.
You read nudes?
I read nudes. Every night.
Braille.
Mostly my own.
Another nipple. Another nipple.
Is that a J or an I? But I'm so much happier not watching news or listening to news.
Oh, yeah.
So you totally cut that out.
Pretty much. I read it. I read it because the visceral reaction that I get from watching it just is like your reaction to stupid people.
Yeah.
It's not helpful.
Yeah. Makes you want to pee.
But I could turn that off. But it's like when I get home in the middle of the day and there's literally nothing on TV, it's like I just got to like watch crappy Sports Center and like, oh, God.
Decompress?
And just so because it's rather than turning on the news because it's like that's the easy thing to do. It's like, oh, what's happening in the world? But trying to watch sports and then,
it's not a great time for that.
No, it's not. It's really.
If you're not a big NBA fan, you're like, oh, there's three hockey games tonight.
I will
tonight,
say, though, watching about Zion Williamson, you know, is pretty. Yeah, that kid is amazing.
Zion? Really is. Yeah, he went to Duke. That sucks.
And he's going to win Rookie of the Year.
I know.
As well he should. I mean, he's
a monster.
Tearing it up.
He's like literally from Space Jam.
Yeah. Unreal. Like, he's a kid killing it in the NBA, like generational player if he can stay healthy.
I mean, he is an enormous, 22-year-old?
Yeah.
Didn't he just go into the NBA last year?
No, he's got 10 games in. He's 10 games in.
Yeah, I think that he just...
Year,
I mean, maybe. I think he came...
Do you know how...
He was a rookie, yeah, so
you
he's
know
gotta
how you're,
be
you're getting old?
Because
for me, when the players started looking young, I'm like, man, I'm getting old. Now the coaches are starting to look young in the NBA, and you're like,
that's
no!
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dang.
If you all had the chance, like maybe, I don't know, maybe because like your company said they would build you one or you won the lottery and you could just do whatever you wanted, what kind of throne would you want to sit in? Like for real, like maybe like, I don't know, maybe like the Game of Thrones one or something like a king would sit in. What kind of chair would you want built for you?
Message deleted.
It'd be like one of those leather recliners that have the little thing where you can keep
recliner?
Everything in there
oh,
and
God.
A bidet installed.
Yes.
And that's it.
Yes. The world's largest bidet.
All right, hook a fire hose up to that thing. I want to feel
it's
alive.
A butt tickler.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
This guy's living his best life. A dude robbed a Taco Bell and then fled to a nearby strip club.
Hell yeah, brother.
Because, of course, you did. Police arrested him. His name is Paul Rostick, 34 years old, arrested, charged with one count, third-degree robbery, second-degree criminal mischief, felonies, along with petty larceny and misdemeanor. The incident, about 7:30 p.m. is when this went down at a Taco Bell. Walked in, demanded that the Taco Bell cashier give him money. The cashier did not immediately comply, and he responded by demanding the money. He then pulled the cash register off the counter, causing $3,000 worth of damage, threatened to kill the employee, and he continued to demand the money. The employee then handed over $340, at which case he promptly headed across the street to Night Moves Strip Club.
Night Moves.
N-I-T-E Moves. Night Moves.
What do you think that's rated on Yelp?
got to be like a 2. Maybe
Night
a 1.
Moves, strip club, Yelp.
Maybe a 1. It's actually...
Okay, so they have 14 reviews.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
3-star rating.
Okay, all right. Look out, 9 moves.
Not too bad.
Wow. Good old Bob. That's pretty crazy that they were able to walk away with $340 and make it rain at Night Moves. That's a lot more money than I was anticipating.
They've got, but also, who's the type of people who are reviewing strip clubs on Yelp?
Friends and family. The owners. And of the,
that's 14 reviews since 2009.
I mean, you can't get at least the strippers to go on there and give you fake reviews
that's
or something? Like, come on, man.
Very clean.
A Florida man looking for an auto parts store gets directions to jail. A 63-year-old Florida man seeking directions to an auto parts store found himself in jail. Deputies say that this guy was flashing his headlights at the Marion County Sheriff's Department on Saturday night. The deputy stopped because he was flashing his lights because he's looking for this auto parts store. Turns out he was hammered when he was doing that. And so, maybe don't flash your lights at the police if you're really drunk behind the wheel. Okay. Failed a field sobriety test after initially refusing it. You didn't pull me over. I pulled you over, he said.
Oh, man.
I love the reverse psychology.
That's so good.
Can you say your ABCs backwards, sir?
Oh, my God.
So the catcher for the Toronto Blue Jays, and yeah, I mean, you're a professional baseball player. You're making millions of dollars a year, right?
Maybe not millions, but you're at least making high hundreds of thousands.
If you're the starting catcher for the Toronto Blue Jays, which I think this guy is, Reese McGuire,
let me look.
Arrested last week for allegedly pleasuring himself to an adult film while seated outside of a Dollar Tree in Florida.
Oh,
a witness called police to say, hey, there's a guy who is 24 years old sitting and going to town in a white Mercedes SUV in the parking lot. He was charged with misdemeanor exposure of his junk. The vehicle had perfectly clear tint and was occupied by a tall white male subject. So it's
so
not even like it was like if it
windows?
Was blacked out, I would get it, right? Like you think you can get away with it, but nope.
That's like the first thing you do when you get a car. Make sure you've got the proper tint.
According to police officer's report, as I approached the vehicle, I could clearly observe the male subject was naked from the waist down.
Dang, he got booty hole naked. Oh, my gosh.
When he saw the cops approaching his vehicle, he hastily tried to pull his pants back up. He was immediately apologetic, did not attempt to deny anything. There is a police video and audio from the incident, but the department spokesman said it cannot be released until the discovery portion of the court proceeding.
He's a young man.
2 o'clock. He's 24 years old. 2 o'clock on a Friday afternoon.
He had a $2.8 million signing bonus, and he makes about $585,000 a season.
Yeah, so he is definitely a millionaire.
Think of all the stuff you could get at the dollar store.
Oh, my gosh.
Paper towels?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What is your favorite way to treat yourself? Audrey, we'll just start with you because let's not kid ourselves. I mean, you are an expert at treating yourself.
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Yeah, I love it. My favorite way to treat myself would probably start by opening up a bottle of wine.
Okay, good start. Mm-hmm.
And then from there, deciding on whether or not I want to have an at-home treat myself or an out-of-home treat myself. Because out-of-home is food indulging, right? So that's just me going on a gluttonous path of ramen or some type of noodle somewhere, maybe sushi, then to go get custard and more drinks later, and then going home. But if I'm at home, it's like bath for maybe like 7 hours.
Really?
Drinking the whole bottle in the bath.
Trying not to drown.
Continuing to turn on the hot water so it stays a little warm.
Do you go with the bath bomb and like the candles?
The candles for sure. The bath bomb, kind of. It just depends. But I'm more of like a bubbles girl. Like okay. I want the bubbles to be like up to my head.
Where like your little hand just pokes out to grab that glass of lunch.
100%. Yep,
give yourself
exactly.
A little bubble beard.
Yeah, I've actually been looking online. So they have these things. Actually, great Valentine's Day gift. They have these things. If your girl likes to do the bath, the whole thing, there's like little trays that you can put and like attach to your bath.
Yeah.
It can hold like your wine and
really?
Whatever. Like
your
charcuterie
iPad or whatever.
Board. Yeah, whatever else.
Heather on Facebook at Dave Mahoney said, buying a number 6 spicy chicken sandwich with cheese and bacon only from Wendy's, a fry and a Coca-Cola, and sitting in my car in peace and quiet alone with no kids and eating it.
Do you do that now that you've got several children around the house at all times?
So, yeah, I mean, like when I have to travel for work, there's always like, you know, go out of town or whatever. And everyone's like, oh, let's go, you know, get dinner and catch up. And I'm always like, nah, like we can meet up for a drink or whatever after dinner. Because for me, having alone time, especially if I'm in some random city and like finding like a cool restaurant that looks pretty good.
Yeah.
But then just going and sitting at the bar and watching whatever game is on.
Yeah.
Not thinking about anything for
and just
hours.
Sitting there and eating a good steak and having a glass of red wine and watching and just nice and quiet and alone. And I don't know anyone. And it's wonderful.
A lot of people have problems going to places by themselves.
Not
do
me.
You,
I used to like have this weird complex about it. Like, is everyone judging me? And I'm like,
nobody's paying attention.
I don't care at all if you're judging me.
Yeah, and nobody cares.
Like, nobody cares. Nobody's paying attention
when
to you.
Right? Like, that is a special moment when you realize that nobody cares.
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your solo time.
And nobody's thinking about what you did or what you're doing in that moment. And on top of that, even if they were, they're strangers, so who cares?
Right. Never see you again. Doesn't matter what you think. Christine said a massage.
Yes.
Massage right now.
But can we
can we
just stop with the
lower back, please?
Spouse massages.
Yeah.
Why? No.
My hands hurt.
No, and also
give me a massage.
Sometimes massages turn into this.
Yeah, but like but so that's not what you want. You want a massage. If you wanted the other thing, you would say you wanted the other thing.
No. That's the part of the massage that means that I want the other thing.
My wife wants...
You could make me want the other thing by rubbing me down, boy.
Yes.
Yeah, my wife wants a foot massage. That's not leading to any sexy time.
Wow.
She's like, don't touch me. Your hands stink.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What is your favorite way to treat yourself? I mean, some of these are just making me want to go do this right now. Mexican pizza and a cheesy gordita crunch from Taco Bell, eating it in bed with the office on.
Oh!
Yeah!
Getting all that cheese in your bed.
Like, eating in bed is a is a double-edged sword.
Yes.
Because the moment, you don't care, but then, like, when you're done eating and everything's settled, and then you, like, roll over and you got, like, a tortilla shell that, like, slices open the webbing between your toes.
Oh, how did it get all the way down there?
What's going on?
Don't ask.
I eat with my feet. Ew. Your favorite way to treat yourself? Somebody just said incognito tab. LOL.
Yep. That's fair.
Making some barbecue in the smoker. Jerky, turkeys, chicken, brisket. The most delicious investment that I've ever made.
Jerky?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a process.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Literally.
My favorite way is being home alone. No girlfriend, no kids. Just me, beer, pizza, and Call of Duty. Plus a true crime documentary on TV. The best of two worlds.
That sounds like a mixture of me and my husband in one person. Yeah. We would get along great.
We should hang out, man. Except for I don't want to be with
anyone.
Nope,
I don't want
to. just shoot me a tweet. Let me know you're doing the same thing.
Yes,
yeah.
That's the crappy part about wanting to be a self, like, a treat yourself type of person is that you find that you would get along with so many of these people.
Yeah.
But none of us want to leave our homes.
No, it has nothing to do with other people. No one's like, oh, I love to get together with my friends and family and have a picnic.
No.
Never. This one, bingo. I treat myself by going to bingo once a month. I meet up with my best friend. We drink too much, eat so good, and hopefully yell bingo. Ah, heaven.
I've never played bingo here before. Fun?
I like bingo if you go with the electronic
So you don't have to
machines.
Actually do the work. So basically you have your cards or whatever. It's all on what looks like kind of an iPad.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, you get all the cards, so you have the best chance of winning, and then it just tells you if you win. So you have to sit there and like do the little dauber thing.
And you could just drink.
I think I would like a little blotter, though.
You could just drink.
No.
That's all you got to do.
All right. Monday Night Football at the strip club.
Monday Night Football at the strip club.
See, that sounds terrible to me because, first off, it's
Monday night.
Secondly,
well, maybe you're half on a Tuesday.
How is this football game going to cost me $1,800, man?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Ian is a bit of an odd duck, so the way that you treat yourself is what, my friend?
I wouldn't necessarily call it treating yourself because I'm physically damaging my body, but when I have the time, I like to go on little benders and become a degenerate and lay around in a bathrobe for 3 days and spend all my money on weed and booze and go places. Like I'm a Hunter S. Thompson, Charles Bukowski-esque just bar fly, just all by myself. I'm wearing sunglasses at like 9 a.m., going to places I definitely shouldn't, making friends with people I definitely shouldn't. Sometimes I'll wind up in motel rooms. I'm like, how did I get here?
A motel room?
Wait, why do you end? What's the last motel room that you ended up in?
It was actually the one right next to the bar laundromat.
The place with all the The ladies of the night?
Yeah, definitely. Not that I participate in any of that.
Of course not.
But I like just hanging out in that, again, just kind of degenerate world every once in a while.
It's so weird how us guys are wired where we seek out...
Danger.
Yeah, we try to toe the line. I'm the same way. Like, I used to get a kick before I had kids. Out of, like, driving through, like, the worst neighborhood in town just to see if I'd get murdered.
Yeah, with my windows down, Blair Michelle Branch or something, just to see what happens. I would have
Sarah Bareilles.
Natalie Imbruglia. Yeah.
I would kill you if I heard you blast Natalie Imbruglia. Yeah, I would
shoot you. Meredith Brooks, remember her?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You are a bitch.
I love me some Meredith Brooks. I was like, when I was 18, I was like, oh, damn, I want to marry her.
I wonder why you connected with that so well.
How dare you.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
Your go-to move for treating yourself. Shay said a tattoo.
Really?
So every time you treat yourself, you get a new tattoo?
That seems like
a very Ian thing
treat
to do.
Treat yourself. Yeah, I do that a lot also. That's why I have a lot of dumb small tattoos.
This one sounds nice. Download books on Kindle, then go get a hot stone massage/pedicure.
Oh, the stones are where it's at, except for whenever they go over your shin. Sometimes you just dig a little too deep.
Never done a stone massage.
So let's do one in studio.
No. Stone, so it's just like hot stones. Yeah, you can imagine what that would be.
Yeah, just like warm stuff on you.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, but they kind of like massage into your muscles. So like it kind of gets in. If you've ever had shin splints before, right? You know, like that point right between where your muscle is and your shin, they can kind of like get in there really well. But if they go too hard, it hurts. And it's a flaming hot rock.
Yeah, that's one thing I've never really understood. You're like, I don't want large, hot, scalding hot rocks on my back. No. Pass, thanks.
Or the cupping. I don't get that either.
Oh, that's garbage science. Thanks, Michael Phelps.
Troy said, Mahoney cooking me dinner with the Brava.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get our steaks done in 6 minutes, baby.
And then the rest of the time is meant for the two of you.
That's right. We got all that extra time to do whatever.
The antithesis of what you are, Mahoney. Dawn said, an hour alone at the gym.
Oh, my God. At the gym? Yeah. I mean, I would go to the gym if I was alone. Like, if there was nobody in there. Like, I feel like I hate people. And so... Like going to the gym.
Can confirm.
Like I've looked into, like I've tried to find like a private gym and I just can't find like a private gym like where I can like rent it out.
Why don't you find a trainer? I'm sure that they've got somewhere where they can take you.
I don't even want a trainer though. Like I don't want a trainer. I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to be in a place like
house. You have a Peloton at your home.
Yeah, but that's not what I like doing.
You don't like the Peloton itself?
Why did you spend $4,000 on it?
I'll buy it for you.
Because I thought it was going to force me to work out, Dave. And then I realized that I just have too much money, and that amount of money did not affect anything.
Oh, dang. Let me
Armando said, all I can eat sushi with hot sake bombs by myself, too. I don't need any company because I'm treating myself.
That's like a theme.
I love this.
Mm-hmm. Everybody likes doing stuff alone.
Do you like doing stuff alone?
I love that. Yeah, I do stuff alone all the time.
Ashley said, dessert in bed, alone, no pants, in silence, or spa type music.
No pants and spa music.
Robert Kraft would love that. And Desiree, final one here, said, calling in sick to work and still taking my kid to daycare.
Son of love it. Mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
Jen joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Jen? How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. So do you have a dirty mind?
A little bit.
The reason why I ask is because it can be a little bit of an inhibitor if you have a dirty mind, because nothing that's being said in any of these clips is dirty at all. We've just strategically placed some bleeps. You're trying to figure out what's being talked about without getting distracted. If you get 2 out of 3, you win, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, so here's the setup for you. After the setup, I'll play the audio, and then I'll give you multiple choice. Then I'll play the audio for you another time if you want to hear it again. First one is a police incident, and you're trying to figure out what the criminal was doing. So you're trying to figure out what the criminal was doing in this police incident.
He was just telling everybody the same thing, that he was protecting them from his not really good to be that way. He was spraying all the produce with.
When you're sitting there looking at the damaged property, you're looking upwards of over $7,000 in damage.
All right, so this is a police incident. The criminal, what did he do? Was he A, attempting to free and feed animals at a zoo, B, ruined an apple orchard, or C, claimed he had the coronavirus in a Walmart?
B.
Ruined an apple orchard is incorrect. I'm sorry. That was that little clown kid that was trying to make a viral video that was going around the Walmart saying he had the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Awful person. It's all right. Here we go. On to number two. This is a city government official, and you're trying to figure out what event they were using a squirrel for.
People decided years ago in the city government, and I think with the support of the population, that we weren't going to allow animals like squirrels to be by people. A bylaw was passed saying you can't keep a gray squirrel. Then when a gray squirrel is kept in captivity and used for a show, that is not in compliance with the law.
Oh, boy.
So the city government official, what type of event was this squirrel being used for that supposedly, I guess, violates the law? Was it A, water safety demonstration, B, CPR training, or C, driver's ed?
Can I listen to it again?
Yep, here we go.
People decided years ago in the city government, and I think with the support of the population, that we weren't going to allow animals like squirrels to be by people. A bylaw was passed saying you can't keep a gray squirrel. Then when a gray squirrel is kept in captivity and used for a show, that is not in compliance with the law.
So I pay good money for that.
Water safety demonstration, CPR training, or driver's ed?
Water safety?
Yeah.
That's a good guess. That one was tricky.
That was a water skiing squirrel that was doing it illegally.
A water skiing squirrel. Illegal. I can't even imagine that call to 911. All right. So finally, this is the last one here. This is David Letterman talking about Quentin Tarantino. What did they want to do? Final one.
He starts screaming at me, I'm going to you to death. I am. So I now say, okay, how do you want this, bat or fists? And he said, bat. We don't hear from him for quite a while. At all. He didn't show up.
David Letterman talking about Quentin Tarantino, what did they want to do? A, collaborate on a movie. B, fight with baseball bats. Or C, have a respectful and mature conversation about a mutual love interest.
Can I listen one more time?
You bet.
He starts screaming at me, I'm going to you to death. I am. So I now say, okay, how do you want this, bat or fists? And he said, bat. We don't hear from him for quite a while. At all. He didn't show up.
So is it A, collaborate on a movie, B, fight with baseball bats, or C, have a respectful and mature conversation about a mutual love interest? For the win.
Is it B?
Fight with bats is correct.
Very
nice. Jack.
I would make good money for that fight. David Letterman, Quentin Tarantino with baseball bats?
Letterman would whoop.
He would. Letterman whoop him down, man. Letterman's got some rage issues.
He's looking feeble right now, though. He's feeble.
Nah, man. No? He's got that beard.
You think the beard's giving him strength?
He would just imagine Jay Leno's face.
Leno!
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
I actually kind of love this first story. Rick Moranis is going to return to acting after a 24-year hiatus. And Mahoney, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but Rick Moranis decided to leave Hollywood, and it was at a time where he was a really big star.
Huge.
You know, 25 years ago is kind of at the peak of when all this stuff was going on with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and the sequels and everything else. And his wife passed away. And he decided that it was best for him and his family, and specifically his kids, because they have kids, and so he wanted to make sure that they were well taken care of. And obviously, with the demands that come with doing movies and being in that seat,
you're away.
That environment, you're away for months at a time sometimes. And he said, you know what, I made enough money, and I am going to totally forego that super lucrative career because I want to take care of my kids.
Wow,
and so
it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, but I mean, just a good guy, right? I mean, so. Little Shop of Horrors, Spaceballs, Ghostbusters, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Like, he did a lot of really iconic stuff back in the day.
You know, yeah, I mean, he's a pretty funny comedian in his own right as well. So, you know, kind of had that, like, very much the 80s and early part of the 90s was very recognizable. And I'm glad he's coming back. You know, his kids are grown now, and he's still hilarious. So, why not come back?
So they're going to be doing another Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and it's a reboot.
That's great!
No, it's not that great.
Why?
I shrunk the kids.
What?
And the Thompson kids, too. They're about this big. They're in the backyard.
What?
Threw them out with the trash.
So the guy who played Olaf, Josh Gad, he's going to play a grown-up version of the son of Moranis' character.
That's going to be perfect.
In Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And the guy who produced the TV show Monk will be producing the reboot. I think it's great, man. I mean, he, you know, earned a lot of people's respect, obviously, by putting his family first. Even there's a whole bunch of money on the table. He said, I'm a single parent. I just found that it was too difficult to manage raising my kids and doing the traveling involved in making movies. So I took a bit of a break and ended up being a little bit longer of a break than I anticipated. Then I found out that I really didn't miss it. But he said that he is going to come back now and give it another go. So good for you, Rick Moranis.
Awesome. Josh Gad looks like he could be Rick Moranis' son.
He really could.
I mean, he's a little taller. But actually, no, it says they're both 5'6". I've seen Josh Gad.
5'6"?
No, I've seen Josh Gad at Disneyland. He is not 5'6".
You've seen Josh Gad at Disneyland?
I did. He was standing up.
Olaf was just walking around Disneyland?
He was.
Can you imagine if the kids had found out that it was him?
He was just, nobody was bothering him. It was him, and he had like
he's not that famous by face, right?
Yeah, I mean,
like,
not yet.
People recognize his voice, and he's
voice
done
actor.
A couple of things.
Was,
yeah.
He was Gaston's little helper.
He was.
Oh, yeah.
In the Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. The live action.
Yeah. The Flu. But, yeah, no, he was walking. He's tall, like, most of the time. The internet is wrong about celebrity height.
Yeah, it says Tom Cruise is like 5'11".
Yeah, like, no. Josh Gad is bigger than 5'6".
With his platforms on. You know, yeah.
On Oprah's couch.
Yeah, right.
Jumping.
So LeBron James, ever since that whole China thing went down, I just haven't been a big fan of LeBron James. But he does do some pretty cool stuff from time to time. About 200 students at LeBron James's I Promise School Network found out they were getting free college tuition. So the junior class were told that they were going on a college visit to Kent State University in Northeast Ohio. When they arrived on campus, they got a whole lot more than a tour. School officials revealed that all 193 kids would have all 4 years of their schooling paid for, as well as 1 year free room and board.
Wow, that's huge.
Big deal. Yeah.
That is absolutely huge. You know.
And they have to maintain grades. And
yeah, they got to have good grades and volunteer in the community and they obviously have good attendance and all that stuff. But
right.
Look, I mean, if you're going
to... It's a scholarship.
It's huge,
yeah.
Right? I mean, tuition for in-state students is around $11,000 a year, plus the cost of room and board. I mean, that's a game changer for...
The room
for,
and board is the more expensive item of all of that. But
I like the fact that they have to volunteer in the community, too.
Yeah, I do,
you're
too.
Like, yeah,
get back.
Yeah.
You're getting something.
I wouldn't have
get
liked
back.
It if I was an 18-year-old, but yeah, for sure.
Well, you would like walking away with no, you know, getting a degree
absolutely.
Without a single cent.
But the room and board, you're right. It really is really expensive because they're making every room into like a suite now. Like, I look back at the University of Kentucky right now. They have rooms that are bigger than our studio with like Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and they make the kids pay for it.
Yeah.
I was living where I could touch my roomie
like
this.
Yeah. And
like, yo, you got some ramen noodles
walls.
I can have?
Yeah.
Like, dude, some dorms are so gross.
My dorm was maybe a step below a prison cell.
Yeah.
Prison cells were nicer.
So Adele has lost 100 pounds
thanks
to a 1,000 calorie a day diet and gym sessions, which doesn't seem sustainable, so I don't know if I totally agree with her philosophy here, but she looks great. I don't know if you guys have seen pictures of her, but I mean, she's super fit now. I don't think that she needed to lose 100 pounds, if that's actually the amount that she lost. But, 1,000 calories a day, and she's looking great. And
1,000 calories?
Yeah,
that's low.
That's next to nothing, man.
I mean, that's really low.
Yeah.
Because how tall is she, I wonder? She's got to be like 5'8". We'll say 5'8".
Yeah.
You're supposed to have, another 200 calories to 400 calories isn't too much. But
yeah, but I mean,
like,
if you're
1,400 calories in a day.
But there's a difference between, you know, when you're on the lose and when you go to maintain, you know. So, I mean, to lose the weight, yeah, you gotta cut calories. And 1,000 calories a day, you know, isn't a lot. But when you have a caloric deficit, you lose the weight, then you can go back to being eating more normally.
She has dieted before, overhauling her lifestyle in 2015 by cutting out alcohol, cigarettes, and caffeine, as well as spicy, citrusy, and tangy foods. Why even live?
Don't you feel like this is kind of sad?
I mean,
a little.
If she wants to be healthier,
I think she's just being healthier.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, I can't believe she's only 31 though. Okay. Doesn't that seem crazy?
Huh?
She's only 31 years old.
Considering how much she's done?
I feel like she's been around for
15 years.
I mean, she.
I thought she was my age.
I mean, not maybe about 15, but 10 at least.
You thought she was younger than 31?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because around the albums, whenever they were getting their height, because obviously, you know, that each album is named after her age at the time.
Yeah.
So she was about my
age. She's
around
your age, though.
I mean, 21,
she's
25.
She's 31.
Yeah,
you're basically 30.
I saw her.
Oh, my God.
I got drugged to an Adele show when I didn't know who she was. This is, you know, 10 years ago. And I was like, oh, I don't want to go. And I will say it's in my top 5 shows of all time.
Really?
Wow. It wasn't even in like a night. It was in the old Chelsea ballroom before they converted it.
So it wasn't even like a real concert.
It was just
like
a conference room.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so jealous right now.
Killed it. I was blown away. Like, she was so good live. I would If you ever have a chance, go see her.
Really angry because I was supposed to go see her the year she canceled her entire tour. It was like the show before. I died.
So Aladdin, the sequel is now in the works. It's going to be another live action. Obviously, it is a big hit they had on their hands last time with Will Smith and Naomi Scott. And they say that it's unknown whether or not Guy Ritchie is going to return as the director, but producers certainly hope to bring him as well as all of the stars back. It is going to be a theatrical release, so not just a Disney Plus title. The original animated movie had two straight-to-video sequels, but sources say this new take is completely original and not based on those ideas.
A new take?
Yeah. See, as a kid, I didn't even know that they did a sequel to Aladdin. Didn't even know.
Really? No idea. I mean, they weren't great.
The second
one was garbage, but
the third one was okay. Like, I wonder, when he meets his dad.
Is it going to be from, like, Jafar's standpoint?
No, Jafar's dead, man. I think they're going
to... Spoiler. God. He's not dead. He's got flicked off in the lamp.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
I'd like what happens if he comes back he ain't as coming evil back. Villain?
I'd like to get flicked off in a lamp.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So, do any of you guys do something kind of weird in a way and people find it weird? Like, for example, whenever I go home and it's like pitch black inside, for some reason, I get this uneasy feeling that somebody's in there, even though I know somebody's not in there. So I'll just yell out, "I see you," just so I can make sure that nobody's inside, you know? Do you guys do weird things like that?
Message deleted.
That's hilarious.
I mean, I get paranoid. I think everyone does, right? Like, if you're late at night at your house and you think you hear something, and you're like, man...
It's not so much from in the house, it's from outside the house.
I have to go check what that is.
You feel like you have to go check, but do you talk to him? Like, this guy talks to his possible intruders.
You gotta check.
I poke my head around the corner real quick, be like, aha! There's nobody there.
Another.
Never anyone there. But especially with kids and stuff, you know, you're like the other morning, it's early in the morning whenever we're coming downstairs and getting ready for the day, and I hear like this door shut. And that will happen sometimes if, like, the heat kicks on or something and, like, pushes the door shut. But I hear it shut, and then I thought I heard, like, this creaking as well. And I was like... Mm-hmm. And I sat there for, like, 3 minutes. I'm like, go ahead, poke your head around the corner. I'm going to go get a knife out of the kitchen. And then eventually I was like, you know what? I got to walk up there and check. And it sucks.
It does suck.
You never get brave enough for that.
Why do I gotta look?
Yeah, I hate that.
I always kick Andrew until he gets
up. Too young. Too pretty.
Yeah, we're the good-looking ones in our relationship.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't do anything weird. Do you do anything weird, Mahoney?
I mean, I don't think anything too weird.
He's like, I see you. Are you trying to seduce me? What's going on here, man?
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I'm at Walmart right now, and there's this one guy who's been holding up the line for at least, like, 10 minutes, and they've gone through, like, 5 different employees because this guy didn't get the right price on his ground beef that he picked out. Like, is it really worth the extra 50 cents to hold up the entire line? Like, for me, I'd just be like, forget it, let everybody go through. I'm not going to inconvenience everyone. And, like, it's 10 at night, so there's, like, only one cashier open.
Message deleted.
Very passive-aggressive to obviously call our voicemail while you're standing there not too far away from this guy while complaining about it.
I like how he thinks of us, too, at the Walmart. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, I understand certain... It just depends on the type of mood that I'm in. If I've got nothing to do and I feel like they're being rude to me and like I'm trying to prove a point, or
you trying to get the 50 cents off of the meat.
Well, Ian just went through something like this not too long ago when he got his he was at a bar and they kept loading his bill up
with a whole bunch.
It's the
whether or not you're trying to figure out. Wait, but you didn't say anything about it, though, right?
Well, I attempted to, but I was really drunk, so I didn't really go anywhere.
Doesn't it suck when you know you're right about something, but you're too drunk to be able to communicate?
No one's going
to
believe
articulate
that.
It.
Yeah.
You listen to me.
I have not had this many drinks.
You're like, sure you haven't, pal.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I don't know, man. I got to say it. I've just got to say it. Nicolas Cage is easily... the worst actor ever to have acted, ever, of anyone. He's a hot piece of garbage, trash, poop emoji.
Message deleted.
No.
That's what makes him great.
Mahoney,
That's what makes him great.
It has been a long time. since we have done the slow boo.
Oh, yeah. But we, but I feel like if you were not aware,
if you were going to call and insult Nicolas Cage on this radio show of all radio shows, you have picked the wrong radio show.
He's got five new movies coming out in 2020.
Yes.
So if you're not familiar with the slow boo, everyone knows the slow clap, right? Like everyone's like, it builds up. This is similar, only we let our hatred towards you build. So you, sir, on the voicemail, to you we say,
the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Man, there is so much thirst from this guy, the former owner of all the Papa John's, the founder, Papa John himself.
Mm-hmm.
Back in November, he was quoted saying, I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days. And he went on to say that it's not the same pizza ever since he got booted out of the company. Yeah, booted out of the company for being a racist and just generally pretty awful.
Garbage human being,
Now he's backtracking on that as if anyone was pining for a follow-up. He said on his podcast, the H3 podcast, that the verb had wasn't the same as eaten.
Okay, so he took a bite out of 40 pizzas?
Well, I didn't say I had eaten 40 pizzas in 30 days. I said I had 40 pizzas in 30 days. And that's when his host started pushing back, saying, what are you talking about? He just meant that he was inspecting them. That's how he had them. And that's why he thinks the quality has gone down since he got pushed out.
Okay.
So, have you guys had Papa John's since this guy got pushed out?
No, honestly, I really haven't.
I have. It was the exact same as it's always been.
Yeah. You weren't actually there physically making the pizzas. And also, I trust Shaq 1,000 times more than I trust you.
I go for Pizza Hut.
I like, if it comes down to, like, you know, the big brand pizza stores, like when you're in a pinch.
Yeah.
You know, Papa John's is probably my number two.
Mm-hmm.
I go Marco's, Papa John's, Domino's, Pizza Hut.
But is Marco's in the same vein? I feel like Marco's is nicer pizza.
But Marco's, they still have like probably several hundred locations across the U.S.
Yeah. They're good.
So McDonald's may start teaming up with a software company called Kitsch and developing technology that could detect and correct minor malfunctions with an ice cream machine. So that way, every time you go to McDonald's, the ice cream machine's not broken.
It's never actually broken. They just don't want to clean it.
Is that what it is?
That's just my theory. There's no way that McDonald's ice cream, I mean, look at Dairy Queen. Like ice cream places that are also fast food. They never have issues.
You ain't
wrong.
It's
just McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's like when you want to, like the smoothie machine when you're bartending.
Yeah. Or it's not working right now. No, we just didn't fill it up. It's been dirty.
Speaking of McDonald's, you guys watching the McMillions?
I saw the first episode.
Second one's pretty good, too.
Where do you find it again?
On HBO.
Okay.
It's the, I knew the story, but like, I'm into it. I'm into it.
Oh, yeah.
But also, I still want to play Monopoly.
The characters that they have dug up for this show.
Oh, that one detective, I hate his guts.
Oh,
FBI he's too
agent?
Outgoing.
Yeah.
He's too outgoing.
He thinks he's so clever and smart and funny.
I brought down McDonald's. Get out of here.
Well, it wasn't even McDonald's. It was somebody else.
Somebody else through the marketing company. Yeah, I only saw the first one, but so good.
So there's this antivirus program called Avast. You guys ever heard of this?
Yeah, it's a wildly popular, widely used.
Used by hundreds of millions of people.
Yeah, all over the world.
It has been collecting and selling users' most secretive browsing data to some of the world's largest companies.
Excuse me.
Up until last year. So Avast has been installed on computers, and it's collected users' browser data, and it has been selling it to Google, Microsoft, Pepsi, Yelp, TripAdvisor, Home Depot, and more.
Oh, not Home Depot.
So they...
Is that why there's all those dude for Craigslist. Dude incidents?
It was a pop-up. It was an accident.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, but no. So it's like the adult websites that you visit, the sort of stuff that you search out, everything else, and they're selling it to all these companies.
But, I mean, who's really going to other sites other than the main one?
How can they do this?
Yeah.
Who's really going to other places at this point, you know?
Yeah.
Or have I just gotten lazy?
Because you know that the screen, whenever you get there, you know where you go. You know where all of the tabs and buttons are.
Yeah.
You have to go anywhere else. Yeah. It's just too much time wasted.
Sounds like a young lady who has perused that website.
I have gone from the sites to the different sites and I found
Have you guys noticed that some of those big sites now, they know what you're watching, so they like put the recommended ones like right at the top for you?
But not if you go incognito. But if you don't go incognito, then you get all the randoms.
It still does it with incognito.
See, that's so scary for me. I don't want to remind myself of that.
Because they're checking the IP as opposed to cookies.
There's no way.
So.
Oh boy!
There's too much weird that pops up on my.
So why is it always a creepy aunt or stepsister? I have never searched any of that stuff.
You got to create an account.
See, I don't want to. That's too committal. I want it to be anonymous.
No, man.
I don't need that coming into my spam folder.
Can my name be John on the account?
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Here is today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Do you go with the bath bomb and like the candles?
The candles for sure. The bath bomb, kind of. It just depends. But I'm more of like a girl. Yeah.
Yes, she is. So, yeah, she was talking about treating herself earlier, like we all were. And she said that this is one of her favorite ways to go about doing that. Mm-hmm. What did it involve? 702-791-1075. First person in with the correct answer gets tickets to go see Everclear. They are coming to Las Vegas on Saturday, May 23rd at the M Resort. If you'd like to go to that show, just answer the question. As simple as that. Had a lot of interesting comments from people about ways that they treat themselves.
A lot of food, too.
I feel like comfort, you know, comfort food leads to comfort. You know, it's, you know, when you want to feel indulgent,
see,
you know.
That's one thing that I feel like I haven't had in a long time is like soul food.
Really?
Like, just gravy doused everything.
Gravy makes almost everything better.
Mm. Just gravy bath.
Like, even fruit. Like, if you've got, like fruit and you throw some gravy on it.
What?
Oh, yeah, like strawberries.
It's got to be white gravy.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, I thought we were talking about brown gravy here. The elite
brown
gravy
is garbage.
Brown gravy. Oh.
Compared to white gravy.
Brown gravy is not garbage, sir. You take that back.
Compared to white gravy?
Excuse me.
White gravy has its place.
Sausage
and
based. White gravy?
But it's only purely a breakfast gravy. Brown gravy can go both breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
So can white gravy. Are you saying that white gravy is not on chicken fried steaks or fried chicken?
Which is,
breakfast-y.
I mean, breakfast-y.
That's also a dinner.
Mm. If you're having breakfast for dinner.
No, you're not. Go to Cracker Barrel. They have
where they serve breakfast for dinner.
They don't serve a chicken fried steak
hour
on
breakfast.
X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Hello.
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 Is anybody out there?
Hello, governor. There you are. There you go.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Hey, not much. Kirk.
Kirk, what's the correct answer?
Bubble bath.
There you go.
Your bubbles. Because I'm putting soap in.
She loves blowing bubbles.
Bubbles.
Bubble beard, the whole bit.
Bubble beard. Yes, I like to actually push my hair back like I look like George Washington as well with the bubbles.
You call your husband and you're like, baby,
crazy.
I need more wine. He's like, you don't.
This Victorian woman.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada. Home means the hills. Home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills. Out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best. Fairer than all I can see. Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.